This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. It's Tina Camilla, Tisha Ik, and Juliet Jacobs. Earlier, we spoke about food allergies. And before we get to our next story, Tisha Ik has the latest on our Twitter poll.
Yes, so we asked you whether you think screen time for children should be banned completely, free for all, limited with supervision, or only for education. And the majority are actually backing some form of screen time. 71% say limited with supervision. 16% say that it should only be used for educational purposes. Only 3% think free for all. And interestingly, 10% feel that you should ban completely for children. So let's see what the experts say about that.
Yeah, researchers are telling parents to worry less, actually, about their children's screen time. A new review published in the British Medical Journal said there's no evidence screen use for children is harmful, contrary to many guidelines that recommend screen time limits for children.
For a refresher, here's consultant developmental pediatrician Dr. Rajini Savanandan in one of her past shows on health and living, summarizing the pediatric guidelines for screen time for children.
Firstly, I think we cannot let gadgets become our babysitters. So I would say from a young age, if you are going to expose your child to a gadget, you be in control. That's the first thing. Limit gadget use to 1 to 2 hours a day. For children above 2. If you're going to be using it for children under 2, make sure that the gadget is with you and you are interacting with your child while doing it. Above 2, although we say 1 to 2 hours, it's best to break up the usage of the gadget so it reduces that reliance on it. So break it up into half an hour slots of using it with your child. Try and source interactive games. And remember, after a while, you need to change those games to continue to stimulate your child. From a young age, have gadget-free zones in your home so you still maintain normal verbal communication, looking at each other, learning how to develop that social, emotional, empathy skills that all of us need to develop. Limit your number of gadgets in your home. A one-year-old or a two-year-old does not have to have their own gadget. And make sure that everybody in the household, especially your children, use gadgets in a communal area so they're not falling asleep with their gadgets. The rays of light that are emitted from gadgets sometimes does inhibit the melatonin production and hence causes sleep problems as well.
The review was carried out by experts at University College London, including the president of the Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health, Professor Russell Viner. Most of the evidence in the review was based on television screen time, but they did include other screen use such as phones and computers. So what the review found was associations between higher screen use and obesity, unhealthy diet, depression, and quality of life. But note that association doesn't necessarily mean that it causes. They said it's not clear from the evidence if higher screen use was causing these problems or whether people with these issues were more likely to spend time on screens.
Yeah, and they also said that there was no evidence to show that screen time is beneficial for health or well-being either. And this is in line with what Dr. Rajini had to say about the limitations of relying on devices to help children's development.
We're introducing the screens that are maybe developing their visual skills. But when they watch these fast-moving cartoons or even what you perceive as educational videos, what you're training are their visual skills, but you're not training their listening skills at the same time. A lot of our kids, their visual skills may be trained through all these screens. And although parents say, oh, but I play nursery rhymes for him on the TV, for many children, when they watch it, they sometimes forget to listen to it. And you say they copy the actions, but you have to watch and see whether they're copying the words as well. And that when they sing the song without that TV or that video being played, are they singing it appropriately? Are they singing it with the pauses at the right places? You know, when you sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, you stop at the end of that Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, How I Wonder What You Are. Mm-hmm. And there's always the emphasis on that last sound, which is the rhyming sound.
Yeah.
So certainly, you know, without guidance from an adult, we don't know if what the kids are learning is right or appropriate. And, you know, there's no one to kind of monitor and correct them. So that's why if we refer back to Dr. Rajini's guideline earlier, she emphasized that adults should always be in control of device use and not let it nanny our children in our absence.
So the RCPCH, which oversees the training of specialists in child medicine, has produced a guideline for under 18s based on these findings. They said they were not setting time limits for children because there was not enough evidence that screen time is harmful to child health at any age.
But they are putting the onus on parents to sort of be able to gauge. So they published a series of questions to help families make decisions about their screen time use. So you should be asking yourself, is your family's screen time under control? Does it interfere with what your family want to do? Does it interfere with sleep? And are you able to control snacking during screen time?
Sorry, I don't know why they find that funny. But, you know, while the guidance avoids setting screen time limits for children, it also recommends not using them in the hour before bedtime because of evidence that they can harm sleep. So device usage obviously stimulates the brain, you know, and the blue light produced by the devices can disrupt the secretion of the sleep hormone melatonin. And although there are night modes on many of these devices, the review said that there's no evidence that these are effective.
Yeah, so this study is very different from, or the findings from this study is very different from what we thought is common knowledge about screen time and its negative effects on children or even on adults, for that matter, right? But if you look carefully at the study, you will note that the reviewers also stated a number of the limitations that they have. So one of it is that it is based heavily on television screen time. And specifically, they said quality of included review was predominantly moderate or low, dominated by studies of television screen time, with screen time largely self-reported, and that data on mobile screen use was extremely limited, and our review did not address the content or context of screen viewing. So it's a very limited, it was very limited what they have access to, the information that they have access to.
And because the content that you get on through your TVs is actually vastly different from...
Yeah, it's very passive.
Yes.
And you probably see it from a much further distance as well.
Yeah, if you're talking about like the impact on eyesight, right? Yeah. Of course, the type of light emitting from the TV will be very different from gadgets. But really, I'm also thinking about the type of content that's available online through your gadgets. It's actually shocking what kids could be accessing. I'm very worried sometimes when I see young kids being able to navigate YouTube by themselves if your proper parental controls are not turned on. And who's to say that kids don't know how to circumvent those controls?
Exactly.
They're smart little things, these kids. My goodness, there's so much stuff out there that's completely inappropriate.
I mean, most kids today don't watch TV anyway, right? And at least with TV, because we do have the censorship board that oversees content that's being broadcasted by TV broadcasters, you can kind of rest assured that they probably will not access inappropriate content or age-inappropriate content, right? So I don't know.
I don't know, because just going back to what you said about YouTube, you know, there's some people who actually create videos that they kind of mask it to look like children's videos.
Yes, I've
which
read about those.
They'll sneak into. And I mean, my own little nephew, that happened to him, you know, completely innocently watching things about how to make stuff. But then it became, let's not go into the details, but it was inappropriate content for a three-year-old.
Wow. So I wonder whether, you know, there's justification for some authorities actually calling for complete bans on device use among children. And, you know, I was completely shocked when you, Tina, brought this up earlier that Taiwanese lawmakers have introduced an act, the Child and Youth Welfare Protection Act, that bans electronic gadgets for children under the age of two. And I think this came into force in 2015. It seemed that, you know, it's okay, nanny state all over again.
Just a bit.
I wonder if it's justified sometimes.
Right, yeah. Because, again, it's the matter of whether we are using the devices as a nanny, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if there's some form of parental guidance, if there's an adult supervising, I think it's okay. I think a complete ban is a bit too
much.
Yes. Too much of muchness.
I mean, children are growing. I mean, this is the technology age, mm-hmm. I guess. We can't remove from their childhood things that are going to be essential in their lives when they grow up.
Indeed. And I mean, this is the one of the only studies that actually showed that, you know, parents shouldn't... or that's telling parents that they shouldn't worry about screen time, because even as recent as September last year, the Lancet's Child and Adolescent Health Journal published a paper showing that too little sleep and excess screen time were clearly linked to a drop off in cognitive skills such as language, memory and task completion. So,
but I do appreciate that the guidelines puts the control and puts the responsibility on parents to ask those questions, and you can then judge based on your own family activities what's appropriate, what's excessive, and what's good for your kids.
The exact opposite of being a nanny state.
Yes. be your own nanny to kids, to your kids also, right?
Yeah. I mean, sure, you need that break sometimes, and sure you need that, but yeah, everything needs to be monitored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But to say that there is no real harm, that's I think a bit pushing it, because we still don't know the long-term effect, because, you know, even at last year's Health and Living Junior event, Tech Talks Matt Armitage reminded us that these devices have only been around for the last decade.
We know that the blue light emissions can disrupt sleep cycles, so that can actually lead to kind of behavioural disorders with children, or contribute to behavioural disorders. And also, we're using devices that have an incredibly high pixel rate. These screens are incredibly sharp, and we don't know what the long-term effect of that on our eyes and our retina is going to be, because we don't have any people who've been using smartphones for 70 years. We only have people who've been using them for 10. So we don't know what the long-term effects of having that device, you know, 15 centimetres from your nose might actually turn out to be.
Hmm. I always thought high pixel means better because I can see clearly.
It is, but I mean, it's the same thing as when I was a kid and we had cathode ray televisions. We were always told not to sit too close to them because of the radiation. Mm-hmm. You know, because there was a lot of electromagnetic radiation that came out of those devices. There have always been consequences of technology, but unfortunately, we don't know what those are going to be until much, much later.
So, you know, perhaps it's too soon to say after all. I mean, there are many studies coming out on gadgets and children's health, and, you know, we've covered it rather extensively. So you can actually look up these podcasts on our site or on our app. You know, just look up Dr. Rajini Sarvanandan and Matt Armitage.
We have on WhatsApp an interesting take on gadget use by young children, a message from Kelly, our one of our loyal listeners, who says that her aunt and uncle used to pass the tablet to their kid at every family event ever since the kid was very young. And today Kelly notices that the child has difficulty communicating with anyone face to face. And Kelly always feels that it was the child's early exposure to gadgets that had affected her communication skills. And if we check on our Twitter poll, again, still a majority of people feel that, you know, screen time use is fine, but it should be limited with supervision or only for educational use. Very, very few think that it should be made free for all. And 8% feel it should be banned completely. Oh, 7% now. It's going live. But thanks to everyone for your thoughts, for your votes. And I think we should take our cue from the experts and just everything in moderation.
Yeah.
Indeed. So that's all we have on the Daily Digest today with me, Tina Camilla, as well as Tisha Wick and Julia Jacobs. If you miss any part of the show, you can listen to the podcast on bfm.my or on our BFM app or on Spotify. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour is Front Row with Sharmila Gunnison. In the meantime, here's Video Killed the Radio Star by The Buggles, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.